2003 has become a barometer of sorts to gauge how the 82nd Texas legislature will balance a budget with billions less in the bank. That's already got Eva De Luna Castro worried.
They cut Medicaid and CHIP, and otherwise they pretty much balanced it on the backs of other people.
Castro follows the state budget for the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank. She says changes to the eligibility system for the Children's Health Insurance Program and Medicaid led to more than 350,000 people losing their benefits. And she fears that same cost-cutting model could be used again in 2011. Because she doesn't believe already called for 5% agency budget cuts will be nearly enough.
There's not a lot that Texas does that's optional. So that's what they're going to find out when they get these the 5% budget cut descriptions. They're going to find out we're not really doing much that's fat or duplicative or unnecessary. It's like everybody needs something that some state agency does.
Others, including the authors of the 2003 cuts, say they just made the best out of a bad situation. Former state representative, Houston Republican Talmadge Heflin, was the lead budget writer in 2003.
But I think, you know, at the end of the day, looking back, everybody fared pretty well. There were some hurdles to overcome, but that's just what you have to delay some things when money is tight that you wouldn't delay otherwise.
Heflin says lawmakers have one major advantage this time around. They'll have about $8 billion in the state's so-called rainy day fund to use to help balance the budget. Although many Republican leaders, including the Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst and House Speaker Joe Strauss, have said they don't want to drain the fund, just use about half of it. Either way, that still leaves billions left to cut from the budget. Former state representative, Temple Republican Diane White DeLisi, was on the House leadership team in 2003 and helped shape some of the budget cuts, like a plan to privatize the eligibility system for state services. She says lawmakers need to check underneath the hood before they go with any cuts sold as an easy fix.
This is not an overstatement. The savings that were promised, many of those savings were not realized. So if I had one warning to this legislature, it would be go for substance, not window dressing.
Lawmakers will find out just how much will need to be cut next January, just before the start of the 82nd legislative session. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Julian Aguilar.